On May 14th, the New York State Gaming Commission sent a letter to all interested and involved parties requesting each agency detail their potential jurisdiction and include any issues that should be considered in the state's Environmental Quality Review Act process, or CEQRA, of the proposed expansion at Saratoga Casino and Raceway. The expansion, which includes a 108-room hotel and 2,000-seat event space, remains controversial. The Raceway earlier listed Saratoga Springs as an interested agency, a classification that has limited input compared with involved status. At a city council meeting Wednesday, city residents were invited to bring their concerns forward. Russ Pettinger urged the city to seek more involvement at the risk of losing local control.
The Gaming Commission is going to be lead agency. Their middle name is Gaming. They are not going to be looking at this project with the eye that the local people are going to be looking at it.
With the June 13th deadline quickly approaching, resident Ethan Lerman scolded the council for not taking action sooner.
On May 15th, I think the city was negligent in not asking to be an involved agency. There's no harm in asking to be an involved agency, and there's nothing to lose by asking that.
The focus on the Raceway's expansion that has dominated Spa City politics for several months was wearing on resident Sam Brewer.
It seems to me that you have a lot of other things that you'd like to get done during your short two-year term here as the Saratoga Springs City Council, and I would encourage you to move forward and put this issue to bed and approve it and then move on to the things that you need to get done for the city.
But after public comments, the debate occurred entirely among city officials. Commissioner Skip Scirocco argued that under EPA regulations, the city is an involved agency and proposed a resolution to request lead agency status.
We need to act. I mean, I understand that there's probably some questions. I say get the form in the mail. Get it in the mail, and then push comes to shove. We decide we don't want to do this. We say, listen, we don't want to do it. That's the end of it.
Commissioner Chris Mathiesen said he believes the expansion at the Raceway is not consistent with the city's vision and suggested the request for lead agency status could buy time for the operators to alter their development plans.
Worst comes to worst, the only adverse consequence that I can see is that the project may be delayed, and I don't think it's a bad thing because it may give everyone more opportunity to evaluate this and possibly the applicant to reevaluate their plans and maybe can come up with something that's a little more consistent.
Mathiesen suggested a sports venue would complement Saratoga Springs. Commissioner Michelle Madigan expressed some concern with Scirocco's push for lead agency, saying it would harm the working relationship between the Raceway, which has operated for more than a decade, and the city.
I can tell you right now, if we try to assert lead agency, I personally believe Saratoga Casino and Raceway may no longer work with us in good faith.
After more discussion and with many questions remaining unanswered on how to proceed, the council agreed to seek more advice from the city's legal team. Scirocco withdrew his measure but reserves the right to reintroduce it. Another meeting is scheduled for 10 o'clock Friday morning. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.